So the Morai Voika Mokem Kronis, let's only plant on the corners. Amri Bey Rav Mishmei Durav Bilamala Esakronis. Hey, the Kasha Pasha was, you're only planting on the corner. So Bazai, skip a corner, like move over a little bit. The Teretz says no, like Rashi says here. We're talking about you're planting all along the corner. You mamala the whole Karen. The Rabbi Mamala Esakronis. Freti Gemara. Let's just plant on the outside, on the inside, and not on the outside. Don't plant all along the sides then. Just plant a little bit. Plant like one seed here, one seed here, and you'll be able to maneuver it that it's always away. So don't plant along the whole sides like the picture Rashi says. Plant just a little bit. You have to plant all along the sides. Just plant one seed on the corner, and the next one will be gimel tzvachim away. For the more lizla mavroi, plant on the inside. Lelinu nagavoi, don't plant on the outside of it. So be muta. And the gemara zera shem yamal esakronis. We're not matter like that. Once you're planting all the type of seeds one next to another, there's a gzerum that maybe you'll fill up the whole side. And if you plant this side all the way, and then the other aruga, also a whole side, so they're only two tfachim away, oblaibasa. So you can't have any attempt to plant one seed here, and then one seed three tfachim away, because we have the gzeira, no, maybe you'll come and mix it up together. Rashi gzeira shem yimala, v'yacha kach yizra b'chaverta. You'll fill up one whole side. And then when you come to plant the next aruga, you fill up that whole side also. Eitz lagvu mitaychoi, kashyazor yam soyis. And you won't come to put on your mind that now since you have two arugas one next to another, it looks like an irvuv. Therefore we ask her. You only have this heta of one aruga to plant five seeds, and you're planting it by itself. But once you have another shetech of aruga right next to it, then it's awesome. No, why are you saying, if you have like this picture here, all these boxes next to another, it's also, because it looks like an irvuv. No, it should look now like each box is separately, since each one is planted like by a separate box. So each box looks like a box by itself, even though it gets unique one from the other. But they look like a special box. So since they look separately, that should be mutter by client. That's the case of Rosh Tur. For the more of Loye Ela Rosh Tur Yerek. Miloy Tznan, didn't we learn the Mishnah Klayim? Ho your Rosh Tur Yerek. If you have the right, it means like a triangle. This picture of a triangle. It means you have a piece of kaka growing like a triangle full of cucumbers. You have a picture of a triangle growing of vegetables. Nichnas letoich sodacher. Now this triangle comes into another soda. You have another soda cucumbers. And in the middle of this soda cucumbers comes this soda of tomatoes. But it's nikka klod are two separate sodas. Because the sodas of tomatoes look like a triangle. The sodas of cucumbers is a square. So they look clearly, they're two different kakas, two different sodas. So that's mutter, there's no way to climb. Even though it's mamish comes into the other soda. Mamish, the triangle, comes into mamish like you have like this. You have this kaka here growing tomatoes, and this is a kaka growing cucumbers. Even though these cucumbers are mamish in the middle of the tomato kaka, but it's mutter. Because since this is square and this is a triangle, as Nick and Claw, these tomatoes belong here. These cucumbers belong here. It's mutter. So the kasher is here also. When you have these six boxes, each box looks like a box by itself. So I was like, what do I care if it's yonik? Only two tefachim away, one from the other. But since each box looks like a box by itself, it should be mutter. Like we said, albeit nicker that you have special growings, that should be mutter. As the only kasher we have is the middle seed. The middle seed looks like it's mixed up with all the four sides. But as long as you have different boxes, each box looks like you're planting it by itself. So why isn't a mutter just like a Rosh Tur is mutter? Milay Tanan, for your Rosh Tur Yerek Nichna Zateich Soda Acher is mutter. That's mutter. Mivnei Shanira say Soda. Because you see the end of the field. You see one field is square, and you see one square, one cell is like a triangle. You see two different fields. So why is the mutter here? Have the Gemara ain roish tur beruga. The Teretz says arugas are too small. Aruga just means one line of growing, one line of 6x6, and a small piece of kaka 6x6 is not nikkis so much. It's a special box by itself, and this box is special, and this box is special. Like this picture, if you have all the boxes growing together, it looks like one big kaka. This looks like one big karkam. You have the seeds then growing one next to another two tefachim away. That will be blay basar. Hey, the head of a Rosh Tur is only when you have a big karka. You have one big karka growing cucumbers. Then you have another karka growing tomatoes. And those tomatoes, like a triangle shape of growing, comes into this field. That's mutter, because as Nika claw, this is one whole big field by itself, and that's another field by itself. But here we have small pieces of karka just in aruga, just 6x6, it's not nikra enough by itself. Here it looks like an irvuv, therefore you don't have the effort to grow the arugas one next to another, only to grow one by itself. Trashi, lo ye el rosh tur, kolema, afilu milo oise, even if you fill up the whole thing, v'yacha kach zora garin, then you plant another seed, v'a echod v'chaverta next to it, you don't have three tvachim in between them. Let it only look like a rosh tur. Yerek, that means hanimshach. Tomatoes that are growing in one field, and they come into another field, l'sodezu, sheniru yofet, looks to us, she'enu mizu, it looks clearly there are two different fields here. This cloth looks differently. We don't care. I, Mitzias, now the tomato and the cucumbers are getting nourishment together. That doesn't bother us. At the end of the field, usually comes to a point like a triangle. So now the triangle comes into the next field. So it's nika klo, you have two different fields. The teretz is ein rosh tur b'arugam, ein teretz het the rosh tur m'arugal arugam. Elo misodik gedelo teich arugam, oy m'arugal teich sodik gedelo. Certainly, when you have big fields, then even a small field coming in, it's nika, it's two different fields. Oy misodik gedelo teich sodik gedelo, or else a big field into another big field. Avo shtei arugos, when you have two small boxes. Just 6x6 tvachim, but heavy hecker. Each box doesn't look like a special field by itself. El doima kilu heinacha. It looks to us like it's one big field. Since each box is only 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, it doesn't have a chshivas of a field by itself. It looks like one big field. Therefore, it's also to mix up, to plant one next to another. Because you only have 2 tvachim in between just the boundaries. That's not enough. They have unique ladad, the oblibos. That's the first mandiyam. So the Gemara Shmuel Amano. Shmuel says Aruga Bein Haruga Sheninu. Shmuel says no. And now Mishnish no. It's mutter to plant one box right next to all of the boxes. It could be 9 boxes. Still mutter, even though you have a lot of boxes. Each one is 6x6, and each one has 5 different seasons. So it's still mutter. How Shmuel? Not like Rav. For the Gemara, I v'alkom misavi be'adodi. Why is it mutter taka? It looks they're only planted 2 tefachim away. Since each box is right next to the next box, so they only have a tefach for its boundary, each one, you only have 2 tefachim away. So each seed is more with the next one, only 2 tefachim, they have unika. The Teretz says, but Nateya Shu Lakan, the Shu Lakan. Nay, since each one is planted differently, that taka makes it look like a special box. Now, like Rashi, like the picture we have here. Shu Lakan means each box, you can tell it's a separate box. Here the plant is on the top coming down here. So on the side all around. So you can tell each one has like its own 4 corners to it. So each box looks like a special box. Like the dotted spots, that's where you're planting only. So each box has its own pattern to know it's a special box. Each one looks separately. So Shmuel says that's enough of a hecker. Even though it's a small box, they're small together, there is the heck of a rosh tur. Since each one is planted like its own pattern, you can see clearly each box is separately. That's how it's Shmuel. That it's mutter. This is enough of a hecker. Since each box has its own way of planting it, like your mom is planting around like a box, each one is nikka by itself. Omar Ula. Only after a korah. No. Only after a korah. Your nikka that nobody thinks of. Your nikka is 3 tefachim. But since it's a hecker, it has a din of a rosh tur. When it looks differently, it's mutter. Omarula, void of Marovin, Eretz Yisrael declared a shayla. Hefkiya telemechod al pnei kula. One line went straight across the whole box. As you have this box 6x6, so he said you have like 5 seeds planted there on all corners, on all sides, and one in the middle. Now, by mistake, you made one whole straight line go through the whole box. Is that maskiya the hetter? Does all 5 seeds remain us awesome now or not? Mahu. Since you have one line going straight through, that it mixes up everything. So the whole thing becomes also now. You have an irvuv, you have a mixture here. The whole thing looks like mixed up together, the whole thing becomes also. Ravasi Yama, no. Ain Yeruvim Avat Les Ashura, no. About even what's going straight across this line is only one line's worth. So one line's worth also looks like its own pattern. You don't mix up all five seeds. It still looks like all five seeds are planted separately. I have one line going straight through it. One line's not Mavato the Irvuv. One line also has a chshivas to it. Fakir, looks like the one line is like a soda by itself. So you have one line going across by itself. Now take that line out of here. What's left? Five seeds that are separated within three tzvachim. The middle one is three tzvachim. Way it's mutter. Sastis machlokes. We have one line going straight through. A line means a line of vegetables. Going straight through it, is it mavatlid or not? So he holds no. Rav Ashi holds one line is also called a chshivas by itself. And it has its own pattern to it. It's mutter. Eitz for Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina Kasha to Rav Ashi. Hasetha noteyesh shtei shuras. Shel kishuyim. If you grow two lines of cucumbers, shtei shuras shel dluyim, of pumpkins, shtei shuras shel pula mitzri, two lines you're growing of type of beans that grow in Mitzrayim, is mutter. That's mutter. About you have two lines of it, so two lines of it look like a soda by itself. Two whole lines looks like shivas. You're planting here beans, here cucumbers, here pumpkins, that's mutter. Tzadik though, shurachas shel kishuyim. But if you have only one long row of cucumbers, v'shurachas shel dluyim, and one long row of pumpkins, v'shurachas shel pula mitzri, and one long row of beans, is asa, then it remain asa. So you see, one row by itself doesn't have a chshivas of a soda by itself. One row is considered mixed up together. So how could you, Rav Ashi, before say, if you have one row of seeds coming through this aruga, it's mutter because one row is considered like a soda by itself. Here we see no, one row has no chshivas to it. One row is considered mixed up. If you have one row cucumbers, one row of pumpkins, it's asur. It looks like it's mixed together. It's only mutter if you have two rows. Hey, two rows is considered like a soda by itself. So you have one soda of cucumbers, one soda of pumpkins, that's mutter. So Zakash, how could you say even one row is mutter? And the Gemara, Shani Hocha Dika Shracha. Although you hear we're talking about the growing big things. They're growing pumpkins, they're growing cucumbers, like it grows up high. So the grass on top is mixed up. So where the grass on top, or like the leaves on top, mamish, mix up one with the other, that's cheap with salsa. But now in case the Zeroinim don't have high grass, or high leaves growing, you don't see their vuyo be mutter. Drashi dika shrocha means zmaraseim. It has long, zmaras means long, zmaras, what? Leaves, they're stems. The stems are growing very long. Aruchas very long. Omis arvois harvei milmala. And on top, the stems get mixed up one to another. Therefore, veniri avurian, bimkaimis harvei. There it mamish looks like they're mixed up. So when you're growing things that have long stems, then we say if it's one row of cucumbers and one row of pumpkins, since on the top these mamish two get mixed up together, that's also. But our case before is talking about a pashtun aruga, you're not growing diluyim or pumpkins. You're growing small things that don't have such a big stem growing up. So if you have a whole line growing together, that looks like besoda by itself, that'll be mut.
If something does have more than three
pashtun
between it, but it looks together.
Could be mutter then. Omer Rav Tana, Omer Rav Yechonin, Haroitze Lamalis Kol Ginosa Yerim. Somebody has a gina, a garden, and he wants to be able to plant the whole thing full of different types of seeds. He doesn't want, like our Mishnah, the case, just in the middle, you put one seed. Because all around the middle, all the three tzvachim, and three tzvachim, we're not using in our Mishnah. You're only planting along the sides, and punt in the middle, you're putting one seed in the middle. Somebody doesn't want to waste his karka that way. He wants to be able to plant all around the karka, use every inch of his little karka. And he wants to plant five seeds there also. What's his eitzah? How do you have an eitzah to plant in the whole karka five different seeds? Haretz lamalas kol ginosa yerit is oisa aruga shisha shicha. Shisha. Make a plot of karka here, 6 by 6 tvochim. Vi oigo bo. In the middle of it, make a circle. Chamisha. Make the circle five, there's the diameter of the circle is only 5 tvochim. Like this, like taste picture here. The circle is in the middle, 5 tvochim, you have a circle around it. If we all go by chamisha, hey, that the circle should only be, the diameter should be 5 tvochim. So now the circle. The whole circle here, you can plant one type of vegetable. That's nira. It's like a circle. It's a kaka by itself. Now all the four corners of the circle, you can plant different vegetables. Because each corner looks like a field by itself. And since the circle is one kaka, like growing one vegetable, all the four corners look separately. So you plant it like this way, it looks like five different kakas are growing five different vegetables, this mutter. For the Gemara, no, we could the bene bene, but the chur you're losing out, what's the big heter here? To use your kaka, you're losing out the one tefach, the white picture on all the sides. All the sides, one tefach, leaving blank. Why are you leaving the blank, why are you leaving the side blank for them, the one tefach? I'm the very Rabbi Yannai, b'makra bein ha-benayim. It means you don't want to use it. Your makra means it's no good. Rashi, b'makra bein ha-benayim, v'yena zarein, you're not planting there. Or l'malas to come, Rabbi Yechon, and lav dafka l'malas kol ha-gina. It doesn't mean you want to fill up your whole garden, come on. El-Shiyo kol ha-ruga sem o-layas. Just means the whole ha-ruga, wherever you are planting, you want to plant every inch of it. V'nechnam, you round the side, you leave over one tefach that we had before for the gevul. For the side to use, to be able to water it, leave over the side. Ravashi Yamanein, Imhoyez Ruyin Shesi Zerinorim. Enachnam, even the sides, this last tefach you can also use. If you were growing and planting the seeds lengthwise, Shesi, now plant it Orev widthwise. And Fakat, if inside was widthwise, now plant lengthwise, that's enough of a hecker. It's Imhoyez Ruyin Shesi. If the inside of this white black part was lengthwise, now plant the inside, this last, the last tefach, orif. Orif, zor, and shesi. That's a heter. Eitz for Rabbeinu Ravashi, Rabbeinu Akash Ravashi, avoidas yerek, b'yerek achar, ashisha tochen. If you want to plant vegetables, one next to another, how much karka do you have to have in between? Shisha tochen you have to have in between. Rashi is raining to Moshe Shnino. Mama's like our Mishnah. Rashi, but avoidas yerek, b'yerek achar. If you have a karka of growing vegetables, one, then you want to grow another one, in between you have to leave open six tvachim. Yeah. For Roya Noisim, and we see the six tvachim now, is Ketavlam Rubas. We look as if it's a board that's square. So Churatzadiyah Ketavlahu Deshari. You only have this heter of Aruga only if it's a square board. On a square, something square, 6x6, that's when you have the heter of arugon. Holav hochi yoser. But mashm, any time it's a round thing, you don't have a heter to put five seeds in it. It means to say it's verkehrt. Avoidus yerek b'yerek acha shish tvachim. Means when you want to plant different vegetables in one small piece of kaka, you have to have six tvachim there, like our Mishnah. You have to have 6x6. When you have 6x6, then you can plant five seeds in there. Now it's a dig, it's only mutter to plant a few seeds when it's square. Mashba, it has to be 6x6. But if it's circle, like he wants to give a heck a new way of planting, plant it in a circle. Like the whole middle circle is one seed. And all four corners have a heter to put another seed. It's not mashma. For this Bryce is mashma, the only time you have a heter if it's squared. But if it's circle, you have no heter. Hodeshari, holav hochi yoser. And the Gemara name, hosam la kule ba kulachrino, laate roish tura yetzimenu. If you have it squared, then you have the heter of Rosh Turim. If you have this aruga square, and now another karka comes into it, like a triangle, it'll be mutter. Because since this is square and that's triangle, that's nikla, two different fields. Mashenkin, if this will be round, on a round one, then you wouldn't have heter of Rosh Turim. And if you're round karka, you could plant five seeds. Like this picture, another heter. Put the seeds in the middle, and then put in all four corners another way. Just if you want to have the heter Rosh Tur, the heter Rosh Tur is only by something square, not if it's round. Trashi, Hosom, the boy Mrubas, that's why you have to have it squared, Lachshube Soda, to give it a same Soda comer. It means when does something have a field, that in the field there's a heter Rosh Tur if another field comes into it, like a triangle, it's mutter, that's only where this one is squared. Lata Rosh Tur. For let's tell Rabbi Yechon, Hodi Yom Liel, Ein Rosh Tur Baruga. He thinks that it says, even by Aruga, push a small plot of karkam, 6x6, has a heter of a Rosh Tur. Melo, what has it? Only if it's squared. But if it's circle, it doesn't have it. Inam Yistem Aruga, Aruga, Abba Bisod Aruga, Yesh Rosh Tur. So Melo, it's good. A circle, you're allowed to plant in it, just you wouldn't have the heter of a Rosh Tur. To have the heter of a Rosh Tur, it has to be squared and not circle. Let's just say the Mishnah just. This is it for Klein, Mr. Tumah. I'll go back a little bit easy, Gemara now. Minaye lo polete shichva zera b'yoyim ha-shlishi shetei tmeya. How do you know of an isha, if a man had beer with his wife, and the zera went inside her, now the locker, when the zera later comes out of her the next day, she has a tumis of a shichva zera, she has a tumis yoyim echon. Any time the zera comes out of her, she's also tummy that day. Now how do we know even the third day of the bia, the zera comes out of her, it's still called zera, that's roi lazria, it still has tumis matamah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hoyinachoinim l'shloishas yomim. Before Matan Torah, the Torah said 3 days before, you shouldn't have tashmis. You shouldn't be with your wife. Why not? Because within the next 3 days, we're afraid your wife will still become tummy. Because if you have tashmis 3 days ago, we're afraid the third day, maybe the zera will come out of her that day, and she'll be like tummy, she won't be torah for kabbalah satorah. That's why the Torah said 3 days before, don't have tashmis. But Rashi, she tmeya. The yom ha-shlishi, the third day, the zera is inside of 3 days. The third day, akate lo masracha. We don't say it got this, spoiled already. Shichva zera. Name uruya likloit. It's still roy for to come pregnant from it. V'liyas vlad noitzer imenum. The zera is still called good zera, even though it's 3 days in her. Still, it's roy lazria. The karina shichva zera roy lazria. Therefore, when this zera comes out of her, it's metamah. Legimu yomim. The ikbar akosev al tumas carry by matan Torah. The Torah was makbar that by kabbalah satorah nobody should have tumas carry on him. That's why the Torah said you shouldn't have tashmish with your wife 3 days before. See, it's only asked the man shouldn't have tumas zera. It's enough just to only have tashmish 1 day before. 1 day before, then you go to the mikveh, you become Torah. Elamai, the reason for 3 days is that even the women shouldn't have a tumas zera on them. Well, how could they have it? If the zera comes out of their body, their tummy. With the day that they separated, on Wednesday they stopped having tashmish. The kiblu Torah b'Shabbos, and the Torah, the Matan Torah, was on Shabbos. Shu revi liyoseh shishumush mitosem revi lefnei hapirsha. The tovlu leil Shabbos, and had to be tovul Friday. Yelachosh akosavim yifleitu b'Shabbos, and we're not afraid now if the zera comes out on Shabbos. The masriach. Because the zera comes out on the fourth day already, that zera is not ruah to become pregnant from, that zera is not matam of the isha. V'yeinu shichva zera ruah lazriah. Avol impol tu'er Shabbos, but if the zera comes out of the isha, on Friday, b'shlishi, tumas, it's matamu. L'kach afrishin shlishi yom. Therefore, the Torah said, you have to stay away from your wife 3 days before kabbalah satorah. Minayin shemach tzin es ha-milah b'yom ha-shlishi, shechal yis b'shabbos. If somebody had a milah on a Thursday, so the third day is Shabbos. Now, it's still called the Tekuach Nefesh. If the kid has to have a hot bath, you have to wash him. You're allowed to heat up the water for him. So it's called the Tekuach Nefesh the first 3 days. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yibu yom ha-shlishi b'yosim koivim. It's the third day, there's still a makam sakona. Maskam, the third day from the Milah, that's the biggest makam sakona. So therefore, it's Tekuach Nefesh for the kid. So if you don't have hot water from before Shabbos, you're allowed to make the hot water and to wash him on Shabbos. Shashim naim shemachitzim. Even the third day after your milah, you still call them mesukin. How do we know we put the red lotion on the seir? They put the lotion seir, the red thread on the seir mishtalech. Shenema, the pasuk says, if you'll have a kapara, I'll make it white. So Mela, the sayer that was sent away the mishtalech, that was the one that had the kapurim. So they put the string this on the mishtalech. Minayin l'sicha ki kishti of Yom Kippur. How do you know that in Yom Kippur, not only can't you drink something, but you can't make sicha, you can't rub yourself on Yom Kippur. Afo pishen rael dov, there's no beferish aposik. Or bezecha dov, there is a zecha for an aposik. Shenem ha-batovah kamayim b'kirboi, hu kishem ha-biyatzmoysov. The water will come inside you, and you'll put shemen atzmeisav on the side, you rub shemen inside you. Mashma, rubbing shemen on your goof, it's considered as if the water is coming inside you, as if you're drinking it. So I call upon him on Yom Kippur, just like it's also shtiyah, there's an issa not to make sicha on Yom Kippur.